Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 35, make it 36 past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us weekdays as we try to be helpful, hopeful, informative, and yet challenging as you start your day. The Far East. What do you think of when you hear about the Far East regions of the world? Now, tell me what you think of the notion of a broadcasting company operating throughout the far eastern regions of the world and providing Christian and gospel-based radio programming to people who might not otherwise hear it. It's a pretty exciting combination of things, in my estimation. As I've said, I love the fact that they use old-school technology. We use it too, but we're using the medium of broadcast radio to get to people where other technologies just aren't available. Joining us to talk about how you and I can come on board with a pretty amazing mission at a very exciting time, Ed Cannon. He's the president of FEBC, the Far East Broadcasting Company. Ed, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Great to be with you.
It's great to be with you. I have followed the FEBC for quite some time and honored to be able to partner with you in a very worthy endeavor. For those who are completely unfamiliar, tell us about the people groups and the nations and the regions of the world that we're considering here.
Yeah, you say the Far East, and that doesn't really define it as well as most people would think. We started in China 70 years ago. Mm-hmm. Broadcasting shortwave radio into China in the Mandarin language. Since then, we've expanded into Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Indonesia, all throughout Southeast Asia, into India, up into Russia and the Stan countries. So the Far East has kind of continued to get further and further and further. We have 30 in-country directors who operate broadcasting operations, and the thing about Far East that we've always done is we operate with indigenous leaders, people who understand those cultures the best, mm-hmm. live in the community, speak the language, and broadcast. You know, Aaron, we broadcast 770 hours of Christian material a day in over 100 languages, but we've only got one message.
That's sure.
The message of Jesus Christ.
When you talk about two very different nations, one being Indonesia, the other being South Korea, and when you say Korea, are you specifying South Korea or is it North Korea?
Well, of course, the broadcasting that we do is in South Korea. Mm-hmm. Because South Korea has, over the years, become a very Christian nation. And I'd like to say that the Far East Broadcasting Company's had a piece of that mm-hmm. progress. But we intentionally broadcast into North Korea, knowing that those people are desperately in need. It's interesting we're talking about Give a Radio today because we know, too, that the problem in North Korea is that people don't have a radio in their hand to listen to. Mm-hmm. So our staff want to provide radios for people in North Korea, but it's really difficult to get into their country, as you know. So you'll be amazed by this. You know how we get radios into North Korea? Is when the weather is just right, each one of our 11 radio stations staff attach hundreds of radios to weather balloons and let them off while they're praying, and the wind drifts them deep into the country, and when the balloon drops down, hopefully people will perceive them. Strange story, but it works. We get letters from people in North Korea.
Right.
We're listening all the time. So,
you folks have got the pattern down here, and you know what works. Ed Cannon is the president of FEBC, the Far East Broadcasting Company. They work with indigenous peoples in a multitude of different countries around the Far East region of the world. very broadly defined, to get them radios and also to broadcast to them the message of the Christian gospel. Yeah, I'm struck by how broad this category of Far East, the Far East, really is, as you folks are undertaking it, Ed Cannon. I mean, on the one hand, you've got Indonesia, which is, to my knowledge, I think that's still the most Islamic nation in the world. And then you've got South Korea, which is incredibly Christian, but there's also a very Buddhist, very strong Buddhist presence. Taiwan, Philippines, Japan, in terms of cultures and other religions and such, this is really kind of all over the road and pretty complex.
It is. And, that's why I mentioned we believe that we must have in-country indigenous leaders who understand that culture. So they understand the culture. Our engineering staff understand the technology of doing broadcasting. And when you stick to the gospel, putting out good Christian content that works in the culture as it's understood by our leader is a model that's replicable. We do the same thing over and over and over, which is why we believe we got 2 million letters last year from listeners, people telling us that your broadcast has changed my life. We had 10 million people respond to various internet web pages that we've got where we're streaming live material. So there's no secret to the model. When people understand a culture and staff understand how to use technology and you broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ, people respond.
Now, the common thread here is technology, and that's something that we here in the United States and throughout North America can help supply. We'll leave it to the experts on the ground, so to speak, to understand what the culturally relevant and appropriate content should be of the broadcast. But we can, for a very small chunk of money, actually send a radio to, I guess, an entire village of people. Tell us how this works.
Well, our staff do most of the radio distribution. And unlike North Korea, almost every place we do it, we actually hand people the radios. Our radio staff gather these radios up. They know where people are listening. We have connections through local churches or local bodies of Christian believers. And I've had the privilege to actually be able to do this. When you go out into these villages, remote places, where one or two people in the village have a radio, they gather. I've seen as many as 100 people standing in a small thatched roof grass hut listening to one radio. And when you show up and you've got 10 or 12 radios, these people feel like they've won the lottery. They stand in line and you present them a radio, tears flowing down their cheeks. You know, it's a real treasure. And I've seen it. It's a very, very worthy cause, and the content is there. We're broadcasting the material. I've got staff all over the world who are really working hard to put that content out there. The last link is we need to put a radio into the hands of the people who want to hear the gospel, and this is a project where you can come along together with us and your favorite radio station in order to do that.
Well, and we want to get the details on how to do that. We'll get to that in just a moment. Just curious, though, in these remote parts of the world, and it's probably safe to say at least some of these countries, we're talking about what would fit the definition of the third world. How do you provide a power supply? And how do you sustain that for these radios that get sent into remote regions?
Sure. And, of course, it's different country by country by country. Some of these countries that you think about, for example, Indonesia, you think about a country that's really, really remote. Many village people, many tribal people. The government actually provides free power to most of those places because they want them to be educated. There are towns where you'll have a small charging station in the center of the village, provided by the government, where people mostly can charge their own cell phones. They're generally solar-powered, and many of our people charge this way. Our staff are pretty creative. One of the ways we provide for people to get power to their radios is we provide adapters that allow them to charge the battery off of a motorcycle battery.
No kidding.
Matter where you go these days, there's motorcycles, and people have two little clips. they charge their radio or play their radio live by hooking it up to the battery on their motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's it.
Some of the radios we provide have your hand cranks on them, so they've got a self-generating electrical source. You crank mm-hmm. the handle for 5 minutes, and it'll play for 2 hours. So it depends on the country, but every place we distribute a radio, it will be provided to them with an opportunity for them to use what they have available to charge the radio.
That's fascinating. Well, now is the time you and I can step up and make the difference here, actually, and provide a radio. And we don't even have to go out and find the right piece of equipment. A very small monetary gift can help supply the lifeline that's necessary here. How do we sponsor a village or a town or provide a radio? What's the next step? How do we make it happen, Ed?
Well, the listeners call in. They have we've got a page you can go to. Or a phone number that you're giving out. They make the call. They make the donation. Our staff do the rest. Our staff are in country. They're thousands of miles away, equipped and ready to distribute those radios. You don't have to know what kind of power source you need. Our staff know that. You don't have to know how to get into a church in a remote village in the northern parts of Thailand, because our staff mm-hmm. know how to do that. All your listener needs to do is make the commitment that, yeah, I want to help by handing a radio to someone who doesn't have access to a church, who doesn't have a Bible on the shelf in their home, but they have an open heart and they want to hear the Word of God, and our staff will do the rest.
Very good. You got a phone number for us? I know we've got it listed on the website. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Gee, you know, I don't have it in front of me either. I'm out here in California. I thought you had it there. I'm so sorry.
We've got it at myfaithradio.com. We'll get that ready to go here momentarily. But we certainly encourage listeners to come on board and sponsor a radio. We'll make it happen. And we've got a link to the website where you can go sponsor a radio. And just, again, give us the perspective here. We can impact an entire village with the purchase, the money to purchase one radio. But what exactly does that mean? Tell us the impact of reaching a village, Ed.
Well, you know, we've seen it for years. FEBC's been doing this for 70 years. And what we have seen is that when we have one person, one influential person on the ground, a Christian, a believer, you have a radio. He invites people into their homes. It's often 20, 25, 30. We've got thousands of pictures. If you go to our website, you can see pictures of people circling one radio and listening, and they listen and they hear and they're hungry for the gospel. And when you can hand someone who's had that experience, who's only able to listen when someone else opens their home to them, now they have a radio they can take home to their own family, and they always listen in families. You're impacting the gospel over and over and over in countries where they really don't have churches. Some places churches are illegal. Some places there is no knowledge of the gospel, and it's even illegal for radio broadcasts to be going into the country. But we figured that part out. The only thing that's missing is putting this receiving device in the hands of these very poor, very needy people who are just like us, hungry for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when that radio is provided to them, they will listen and they will come to faith.
Pretty amazing opportunity. MyFaithRadio.com. It's right on our homepage. And we just have an online form that you can use to purchase a radio to an impact a remote part of the world, entire families, multiple families, all at the same time. Ed, thanks for what you do. We will check back and see how this is going here very, very soon. This is exciting stuff, and we appreciate your enabling it. And we're honored to partner with you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, I'm honored to partner with you. God bless you all, and thanks to your listeners for what they're going to do for us.
MyFaithRadio.com. Just get to our homepage. It's right there, front and center on the homepage. Click through and sponsor a radio today. It's inexpensive, and you heard the story. Just think of the very limited amount of money that it takes to do so much good. MyFaithRadio.com. It's now 50 past the hour, 5:00. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.